Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, fellow patriots and liberty lovers everywhere. Great to have you along as we embark on the 5 o'clock follies. The most heavily commuted, and as a result of that, most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Show. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just give me a call. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307 and my email address bob@1063word.com. In on the text line, hi Bob and Charlie. As a kid, I used to lay in bed at night with my transistor radio AM band, of course, and I would slowly tune through the frequencies and see what I could pick up from faraway places. Loved hearing that about Charlie. Yeah, I did the same thing as a kid. Used to listen a lot to WABC in New York, WLS in Chicago, all those 50,000 watt stations that at night would just boom all the way across the East Coast of America. We also talked about peanut butter. Bobby, Smucker's peanut butter contains peanuts, period. No salt added, nothing else added, just peanuts, from Peter D. in Greenville. Thanks, Pete. Bobby, FYI, great value peanut butter at Walmart is actually Peter Pan. Save some money and buy the great value. Yeah, the great value stuff at Walmart, they're all major manufacturers that they just slap a different label on. Hey, Bob, be sure to show Charlie which button to push at 5 on Friday for Todd Rundgren, so we can kick off the weekend properly, from Tony and Pickens. Well, I'm sure Charlie is going to have his own way of doing things, and I don't know if the weekend kickoff will survive or not, but he's going to have plenty of other stuff as well. My buddy Bruce, who we were talking about, he was the guy that ran the audio on David Letterman's show. I really got a kick out of you mentioning my career while you and Charlie were talking about yours. I've already expressed to you how much you'll be missed. Can't wait to get together now that you'll have a little more free time. Bruce and I would get together from time to time and have lunch and trade war stories about broadcasting. If I don't get to talk to you beforehand, I hope you have a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year, from Bruce. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate that. To the phones we go without further ado, beginning with Jason. He is in Greer. Hi, Jason, and welcome to the Follies.
Hey, Bob, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I want to say we're all going to miss you. I hope that you'll know how much you've meant to all of us over the years. But quickly moving along, regarding your conversation with Mr. McKissick earlier, I just want to say he has to realize, being in South Carolina, he's probably not getting a lot of these calls, but Georgia voters probably have zero incentive to show up for the GOP.
Yeah.
Because number one, they're using the same machines that were tabulating, all kinds of fraud.
Right, the ones from Dominion.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And secondly, he made the point that if these two Republicans don't get in the Senate, then we're going to face you know, the Democrats are going to be able to do whatever they want, and they're going to have full run. Well, I have to counter and say that, honestly, if we let them get away with the fraud this time in the presidential election, then they've already gotten away. They already have full run.
Yeah.
So, man, I really we've got to be more bold to say, you know, we're taking this thing to the very last moment.
Right.
And if Biden gets in, you know, this is not about Democrat versus Republican to me. The Democrats, if this was a fair election and they had someone reputable like a Tulsi Gabbard, God bless her, you know. But they rigged it against her, just like before. And when Hillary was up in 16, they rigged it against Bernie.
Yep.
So to the Democrats that want to say that we're just crying because we lost, some people are, sure, to be fair. Some people are. But we got to say the system is corrupted, and Democrats, they're going to run all over you if they get a chance. If this fraud is allowed to stand up and the courts are too scared because of the threats of violence against them, we're in a deep mess.
Yeah, we are.
So, Bob, thank you for your time. I'll let you, you know, take your other callers and respond to that. But thank you so much for your time, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you for the kind words, too, Jason. Appreciate that very much. You're right. One of the long-term effects, if this electoral fraud is allowed to stand, well, two things happen. Number one, the other side is emboldened that they can get away with it again. And the other side of that, the other aspect, is essentially it's a form of voter suppression. Because as Jason mentioned, people just kind of throw up their hands in disgust and say, well, look, they're just going to use those Dominion voting machines and all these trash cans on the side of the road that you can toss mail-in ballots into. And so, you know, there's essentially no point in my bothering to go out and vote anymore. And that would be a really bad thing going forward. The other aspect of it is if the Democrats are able to, by hook or by crook, or even legitimately, which I have doubts about, win those two Senate seats in Georgia, this will open the floodgates for the leftist agenda. We'll have no borders. They'll probably try and stack the Supreme Court. Puerto Rico, Washington, D.C., they'll grant them statehood so they can have perpetual control of the Senate. And the list goes on and on. Medicaid for all, which they've already talked about. Restoring the U.S., to the Paris Peace Accords, the Green New Deal, and all the rest of it. And if they get the bit between their teeth and really run with this stuff, then, assuming that we do have fair elections going forward, in 2022, there would be a great opportunity for conservatives, and I say conservatives, assuming that there are enough of those remaining in the GOP to make it happen, to be able to regain control of the House, and if they lose control of the Senate or are in a 50-50 tie with Kamala Harris to break the tie, regain control of the Senate, hopefully with a large enough margin to be able to put the speed spikes down in the road so that this leftist agenda would only be able to extend for a couple of years. Back to the phones we go. Let's head to Easley and bring in Linda here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Linda, and welcome to the program.
Hi. I wanted to reference your poll today.
Yes.
Because you could only say yes or no. You can't leave a comment.
Right.
But Jill Biden is not aware of correct etiquette. And because she does not have a physician's degree, she should refer to herself as doctor only in professional workplaces.
I would agree. Most holders of doctorates think it's just an ego trip to insist that you be referred to as doctor. By the way, worth pointing out, Linda, and I'm sure you're probably already aware of it, Dr. Jill Biden doesn't even have a Ph.D., she has a lesser EDD, Doctor of Education, which is, no insult to the degree, But it doesn't carry the cachet, certainly, of being a full PhD, or certainly not an MD.
Well, as one man on a flight found out when he put his name down on the manifest as doctor, they call you if there's an emergency, and he was unable to help.
Right. There was a...
She's incorrect.
Yeah.
It's in Emily Post. She does not know her Emily Post.
Yeah. And sadly, Linda, these days, people probably don't even know who the heck we're talking about.
Very true, very true. Thank you. Bye-bye.
But I do, and I appreciate it. Thank you. Well, here is a quote from the president-elect about his bride using the title Dr. Jill Biden. And I quote Joe. This is a quote from him sometime back. She said, "I was so sick of the mail coming to Senator and Mrs. Biden, I wanted to get mail addressed to Dr. and Senator Biden. That's the real reason she got her doctorate," end quote. Who said that? Joe Biden. Which reminds us all of what Obama said about Biden. Nobody can screw things up more than Joe. And he proves it routinely. 16 after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Quick break here and then be right back with more. The 5 o'clock follies, bumper to bumper here on WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm still trying to figure out why this thing resurfaced about 20 years ago for a Christmas meal. Maybe it's because the stations that play all Christmas music desperately needed songs, and so they went back and got that one from the 50s. But, I mean, I was in radio starting in 1963, and we never played that at Christmas time. And then somebody decided about, I don't know, 1999, 2000, that it should go into the Christmas rotation, and there it is.
I actually think it was in a movie. Let me do some research and I can let you know.
Okay, cool. That'd be interesting to know. 5:23 here on the Bobby Mack Show as we go back to the phones, heading to beautiful Campobello and welcoming in Lou here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hey, Lou, how are you this afternoon or evening?
I'm doing fine, Bobby. You know, I'm not really a conspiracy theorist because I really believe you can't get three people to do the same thing no matter how hard you try. But I have a friend that's a rep in Michigan, and I don't talk to him as much as I'd like to, but we finally got a hold of each other today. Mm-hmm. And he told me that Michigan isn't sitting down for what happened there. The representatives, the state representatives in Michigan, are being told by their constituents they don't think Biden carried the state. But he said something to me. It kind of sends chills through my spine, and you know, I didn't think of it. Maybe you have, and you probably have. But he said the reason that everybody is stonewalling talking about this is, he said, the software in the Dominion machines has been the software they've used for a few years now, and you know, it's coming to light that George Soros has an interest in the company that sells the software. And he said, everybody's terrified that if you knew what exactly this software was capable of, people would start questioning elections going back as far as Obama.
Yes.
And, you know, I never really thought about that, but you never really heard about vote switching or anything until this election on the scale that it is.
Right.
And I really do want to get your opinion because I value it. Do you really believe that the reason that they could be stonewalling is they don't want the American people to know just how big of a problem this is and has been?
Let me answer that with a question of my own, Lou. Has the government during the last 70 years talked to us about UFOs visiting the planet?
No, not really.
Yeah. And the reason for that would be what? They don't want to terrorize the population. They don't want to upset the apple cart. They don't want people to know that we are not alone in the universe. It's a roundabout way of saying in the elitist enclaves of the political world in Washington and numerous state capitals as well across the country, they really do truly believe, I think, in their heart of hearts, that we are too stupid to get it. And they're afraid that if we know the truth, that God knows what the end result would be. Rioting in the streets, the populace storming the Capitol, people beginning to string up politicians from light poles. I mean, you know, these are consequences that I guarantee you they're thinking about. And so, yeah, when you look at three of the last four elections having been won by progressive Democrats, makes you wonder. And then, of course, you know, the opposite side of that will be, well, then how did Trump win? Well, maybe they were asleep at the switch for that one because they thought it was in the bag for Hillary, would be my answer.
And he also said that he doesn't think Trump will be going away anytime soon.
He's right
and
about
he said
that.
When they start arresting the little people, he said he thinks some of the little people aren't, you know, fixing a national election, even any election, is probably paramount to treason.
It's felony.
He said, when you start threatening some of these little fish with being in jail for the rest of their lives, he said a lot of these little fish aren't just going to take that and say, yeah, okay. And he said when the dominoes start to fall, and he said the sad thing is it's under a time frame that we may not get to see Trump vindicated.
Right.
Biden may get in. But he said, you know, when you start to see these dominoes fall, he said it could be one of the worst constitutional crises this country has ever faced. How would you like to realize that the last four or five presidential elections aren't even close to what they seem?
Right. Yeah, it's a scary prospect. Boy, you know, if there is validity to the... Look, does anybody think that what happened on November 3rd of this year just happened out of the blue? A bunch of people in these swing states decided on their own a couple of days before the election. You know what? Let's Xerox a bunch of ballots and stick them in there, and we can use these Dominion machines to our advantage. The Democrats have been pushing for exactly this kind of result for decades with motor voter registration, mail-in ballots, being able to vote for a week, and all the other aspects that they claimed were restrictive to certain segments of the American population being able to vote, calling it racist or what have you, when in point of fact, it was all geared toward exactly the result they got this time around.
And I'll tell you something else, Bobby. I've been in manufacturing most of my career. You don't have a machine in Atrium County, Michigan, that has an algorithm that sways votes one way or the other and not have that same algorithm in every machine. It's not an anomaly.
Right.
It's what they have in the machines, and I'm sure they have a way to get into there. And they were checking during the election, and that's why they had to stop counting. I think their algorithm got overwhelmed.
Yeah, I said within a couple of days of November 3rd that's exactly what happened. That's why we see these mathematically impossible swings in votes for Biden, because they suddenly realized at some point that Donald Trump was going to get 10 million more votes than he got last time, and they panicked and had to do something quick, and that explains the trucks pulling in with the suitcases full of ballots. They were in panic mode, and as a result, gave us a big tip-off about how they were rigging the election.
Do you think the Supreme Court will have the stomach to hear this, even if there is standing, if Trump sues?
I think they may hear Pennsylvania, and I think they'll call it a day at that. Because what Pennsylvania did was, on its face, unconstitutional. A state Supreme Court cannot change election laws. Only the legislature can. And if I know that, the justices on the court do know it as well. Whether they'll do anything about it or not is another question.
Good point, Bobby. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Lou. Always something to think about. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm back on the other side. And when I am, today's edition of Boneheads in the News.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
That's the original, Bobby Helms and Jingle Bell Rock. Moneypenny, doesn't Bobby Helms' accent sound like kind of almost like a Texas twang, sort of? Moneypenny?
I don't know.
I mean, listen to him a little bit there. Listen. Doesn't that sound kind of like a Texas accent on Bobby Helms?
To me, kind of sounds like a Hank Sr.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you think Bobby Helms was from?
New York.
No, that's closer. Ohio. So, I don't know. A great song, though. 23 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line. Bobby, companies will be required to recycle everything. China has this technology and Hunter Biden money in it. Green New Deal. Bob, let us not forget, everyone who had anything to do with the fraud election is a traitor. Also, any congressman or senator who doesn't protest the fraud on January 6th is also a traitor. Thanks. From Jeff. From Katie, bang the drum again. Real people equal real votes. No weight to the vote. Disenfranchise the country. Bobby, when they change the rules to make sure they win, there are only a few ways to make your vote count. Bobby, corruption goes all the way back to LBJ winning his Senate seat, for crying out loud. Well, further back than that, I mentioned sometime recently when John F. Kennedy, who, by the way, was president when I started in radio, that gives you any frame of reference. When Kennedy came back from World War II and was a big hero, PT-109 and all that stuff, and he was a legitimate war hero, his dad, old Joe Kennedy, decided that he wanted one of his kids to eventually be president, and he had to start somewhere, so he had him run for a House seat in Massachusetts. Well, it was a heavily Italian district, and Kennedy, of course, was Irish Catholic, and the guy that was his main opponent was a guy with an Italian name. And you can look this up. I started to say it's in the history books. It's not there, but you can find it. So Joe went out and found another guy with the same name as JFK's opponent and registered him and put him on the ballot. Obviously splitting the vote. And who won the House seat? Yeah, JFK. To the phones we go. Let's head to Lyman Lake and bring in Bill here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Bill, and welcome to the program.
Bobby, I hate to have to call you back with another threat, but it appears that my thing of earlier last week does not seem to be doing any good.
Doesn't carry sufficient weight to coerce me to modify my decision-making?
Well, a 45 caliber bullet's too heavy, especially yeah. In the kneecap.
Yeah, when you're talking about ACP, that's serious stuff.
Did Vinny give you a call?
No, I have not heard from Vinny, and fortunately, I have not been out of the house much, so I've been an insulated target here for a while.
Well, he's a second story man, and he's great with a lockpick. If you think that's going to keep you safe, and he can disconnect your alarm system, too.
I mean, wow.
this is a multitasking, multifunction guy.
Well, this
the worst part is I'm going into DTs.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, I can tell because the threat level is escalating towards DEFCON 1 rapidly.
Well, I'm running out of time.
Yeah, you are.
And where's the so-called gentleman coming from? That's I refuse to use the word replace you because you're irreplaceable.
Thank you. The guy
called you a quitter on your Facebook page today when you put your face on there.
Thank you. Charlie James is...
I'm just heaping all the compliments on you.
There you go. Charlie James is originally from Augusta. He has been working in radio for, I guess, maybe 30 years, something like that, and has never worked in radio anywhere outside of the state of South Carolina, amazingly. And right now, he just departed the morning show at WTMA in Charleston, where he replaced Tara... when I hired her here at WORD. So,
well, I started listening to Tara when she was in Charlotte.
Yeah, at WBT.
Charleston, and right. Then we got her here.
Yep, you bet.
So this is not – do you remember when – what's the guy's name that had the radio show out of Greenville and he moved to Dallas and he's gone national?
Oh, geez.
Help me out here.
Yeah, and his name is gone.
He got stationed in Bob Jones or something now.
His name has gone completely out of my head.
Anyway, well, he pulled a April Fool prank telling everybody he was leaving. And best I remember, when he first came here, he was a liberal. And he switched over to conservatism.
Yeah, you're correct.
What's that guy's name? Dadgone it.
Yeah. Jeez.
You're not doing that, are you? That ain't going to be fun.
No, he was a contributor on Fox, too. And, in fact, is now on... Well, he was on here for more than a decade. Mike Gallagher. Thank you, Moneypenny. Yeah.
Gallagher, there you
Mike
go.
Mike Gallagher. Yeah. How the heck can we... Yeah, you're right. He was a liberal, and on the road to Damascus here on WORD, underwent a conversion.
He saw the light.
He did.
Well, refresh my memory, Bobby. Was Russ a conservative at one time? I mean, a liberal?
No.
Russ Castle?
No.
I go that far back.
Nope. Yeah, he never in his wildest dreams would Russ have been categorized as a lib.
Yeah, well, I won't monopolize your time, buddy. I am very sad about this.
Well,
I told you on Facebook, I feel like I'm losing. I lost an older brother when I was a year old. He was ran over by a car.
Oh man!
And he was only three, and I feel like I'm losing another brother.
Well, bear in mind that I will be making special cameo guest appearances from time to time in various day parts as our regulars go on vacation and they coerce me to, they drag me off the golf course for a day to come back and do a guest shot. So I'll be seeing you.
Boy, you definitely ain't joking about that. They'll have to drag you clawing and
kicking and
you'll
screaming.
Go back to metal spikes if they'll let you play with them.
I would. Yeah, much better traction. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate joking threats to reverse my decision, but the wheels are in motion, Bill, so it's going to happen. But thank you. Appreciate the call. In on the text line, Bobby, Wiki says Bobby Helms is from Bloomington, Indiana. Oh, well, I was close. I knew it was somewhere in the Midwest. Love your show, Bobby. We'll surely miss you in the afternoons. Best of luck with everything. And may you have a blessed and merry Christmas from Lyle in Taylors. Thank you, Lyle. Bobby, weren't the files on the assassination of JFK supposed to be open 50 years after his assassination? Never opened the files. Just an oversight on the government's part. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. More of your calls coming right up. And I promise boneheads, too. So we'll get that first things first when we come back. Remember when this first came out and got played like, I don't know, every other hour on the radio? Holy cow. The barking dogs and their tribute to Christmas. 5:51 here on the Bobby Mac Show, and time for me to bring in the singers to introduce...
Boneheads in the news.
There they are. And as always for Boneheads, I'm joined by the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny in her hazmat suit in our studios.
Heidi-ho, neighbor.
Little Annie wrestling with her computer somewhere in a covert news location.
Greetings, Boneheads.
Little Annie?
Greetings, Boneheads.
Oh, there she is.
Yeah.
Hi,
guys.
Are we having fun yet?
Do you want the truth or a
fact? I'm in mourning.
Well, let's begin with a Christmas story, with a Grinch Christmas story. We go to Northern Ireland, where Santa got pulled over on Monday. The cops pulled over Santa while he was doing a sleigh tour and handing out presents to the kids. Listen here.
Please have a white...
The cop said Santa didn't have proper lights on his sleigh.
Where's Rudolph's nose?
Yeah, and they wouldn't let him go until he added them. Holy cow.
Those Irish people.
Yeah, what's the matter there? You think bowling and beer may go together?
Yes.
Anybody have a thought on that? check out this guy. He went bowling and then wore the shoes home.
I left some Nikes there. I wore the bowling shoes out. And I know the bowling alley's closing soon. I was hoping I could get them tomorrow. If you can give me a call back, my number is 949.
Wait a second. Here we are in the era of COVID, and this guy, number one, is actually using bowling shoes in the alley. And then likes them, I guess, so well. He's so comfy in them that he wears them home and has to call back to the bowling alley to see if they found his Nikes.
Have you ever talked to anybody at the bowling alley in the rent-a-shoe place and asked them how many pairs of shoes walk away?
No, I can't say that I have.
You should. It's an astronomical number.
I do have another question related to that, though.
Don't I? Wait, yes.
Why in the hell would you want to take the bowling shoes home?
They're stylish, Bobby. Yeah. They like the numbers on the back.
Yeah, they are.
They're disgusting.
Yeah, they are. They're,
it's all about the numbers on the back.
They're nasty. Let's face it, they're nasty.
You can slide in them.
And finally in Boneheads today, if you listen to the Talking Heads on TV, there are miracles all around us. Yeah. Comedian Dennis Reagan on how the media overuses that term.
Whenever there's a plane crash in this country, the news media love to use the term miracle. Don't they? Like, if a plane crashes and no one is killed, they say it was a miracle that no one was killed. If a plane crashes and a few people are killed, they say it was a miracle that more people weren't killed. If a plane crashes and there's only one survivor, they say it was a miracle that that person survived. If a plane crashes and everybody is killed, they say it was a miracle the plane just missed hitting that warehouse on the ground. If the plane hits the warehouse, they say it was a miracle it didn't hit an hour earlier when it was crowded with people. And if it hits it when it's crowded with people and everybody is killed, they go and find that guy that missed the flight by 5 minutes.
Right.
They say it was a miracle he got a flat tire on the way to the airport.
Yeah.
Remember that one plane just disappeared a couple years ago, that Malaysian thing? I don't have a fear of flying, but I do have a fear of just disappearing someday. Where's Dennis? Nobody knows. He was sitting in that chair a couple of months ago. Nobody's seen him since.
Disappeared. It's a miracle.
I love his delivery.
Yeah, funny stuff. Funny stuff. Comedian Dennis Reagan. Now, of course, you know, when we do Boneheads and when we do ATF, I've joined by the Bobettes, Moneypenny, and when possible, little Annie, when she can break away from her news commitments. Beginning next Wednesday, of course, the Bobettes will be transferring their skills to the Charlie James Show. You ladies actually did a little virtual meet and greet with Charlie the other day to get to know him, right?
We did.
Yes, yeah. Yesterday.
And how did that go?
Nice guy. You want to be Charlie's Angels, but I don't know if he went for it.
The thought had occurred to me and I guess Moneypenny simultaneously, because as soon as the on Monday at 5 o'clock when I reveal the identity of who would be in the air chair going forward, Moneypenny almost immediately said, "So Bob Betts become Charlie's Angels?" And I said, "I guess, you know, that's up to you guys. That's in the decision-making process for you folks to work out."
I said it's going to be one angel and one devil. We got to figure out which one's which. Or we just flip-flop daily.
Everybody has a role to play on this show. Yeah. Well, I want you ladies to know that I have greatly appreciated the technical assistance and help from Miss Moneypenny in the studio through the years. And little Annie, your contributions have been greatly appreciated as well. And among the things that I will miss are my interactions with the Bobettes.
Aw, you're going to make me cry. Stop it.
Okay.
I will miss you immeasurably.
Yeah.
All right. I'll quit now. I'll quit.
Yeah.
Grandpa Bobby.
Hey, see you down the road.
Stop.
Hey, you. Got to take a break for the news. Annie has to do her real job, and I will see you back on the other side. One more to go. The bonus hour still ahead.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.